from Tidbits on August 4th, 2008. This is the audio version of Apple Claims MobileMe Mail Fully Restored, written by Glenn Fleischman. Apple's mysterious David G., apparently a member of the MobileMe product team, and very possibly a relative of saxophonist Kenny G., tells us in a post last week that the 1% of MobileMe users stranded without access to archive mail since July 18th, but with the ability to send and receive new mail since July 25th, should all be back in action. Mr. G. says that any remaining email problems should be unrelated to this issue. Apple established a chat line for remaining mail problems, but says it should only be used for these problems. Their regular chat line, which I used last week, has a 30-minute wait time. I've critiqued Apple about the MobileMe launch fiasco a number of times in the last few weeks. How would I have handled it? I've been in situations with much smaller numbers of customers or clients where outages have occurred, and have worked with firms that have gone through such outages as a customer and as a client. 1. MobileMe's launch should have been delayed. Steve Jobs clearly told the team it needed to be ready for the July 11th, 2008 launch. It was not. They probably knew this. No one said, "We need to delay MobileMe." 2. MobileMe's launch should have been staged. First, iPhone 3G owners should have had access when signing up for new accounts. Then iPhone 3G and original iPhone owners with existing .Mac accounts or who wanted new accounts should have been given access. Then a slow transition for users who weren't interested in the sync changes could have happened over weeks. 3. When the outage affecting 1% of users was discovered, Apple should have realized the problem was likely to take longer than a few hours to resolve and acknowledge the critical nature of email to people's businesses and personal lives. 4. Apple should have immediately posted a page for affected users and distributed information through Mac News sources, where users could enter a forwarding address to receive mail during the outage. They should also have offered to set up clean new accounts in either MobileMe or even a competing service to handle email for the duration of the outage. 5. Once the outage was over, Apple could have worked with their customers to merge their two separate archives of email messages, let people import old email archives, or what have you. It wouldn't have been pretty, but it would have been better than a week without access to new mail or outgoing mail. Essentially, Apple waited a week to provide fresh, identically named accounts for those without email, restoring mail email from that missing week. Over the last week, they merged archive messages into those new accounts. They could have made that decision earlier and been seen as very responsive, saving thousands of people days of frustration. By refusing to acknowledge the problems in public for as long as they did, Apple has instead annoyed numerous customers, to put it mildly, and has come off as arrogant and incompetent. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I realize we're being a little harsh on Apple, but frankly, they deserve it.